So if you see any business between Carlisle and Thrive, but yeah, see, I mean, if you're put that in the search, put 666 Fifth Avenue and Carlisle Group and see what comes out.
You want me to do it now? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
666
Fifth Avenue. You can put 666 Fifth Avenue, Kushner, Carlisle Group. And all kind of stuff will come up.
Oh, yeah. 666 Fifth. Kushner Companies, the real deal. It's all kind of stories.
Yeah. So then you could do 666 Fifth Avenue, Kushner, and Brookfield. Brookfield asset.
The largest real estate.
Or Qatar. You could put Qatar. Yeah. You'll see. Well, there's some really interesting House committee documents that maybe we'll get to someday that cover that property, Kushner. And
but he's just a regular guy. He was married to Trump's daughter. Why are you picking on him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anybody just really studied his financials that were disclosed, it reads like pages and pages and pages.
That's just the stuff you know about. It's changed since then, by the way, because he's no longer required to have the financial disclosures.
But, right.
You know, and of course, you right. know, once you're out of the public spotlight, that's when you really, really start to make money. But these guys didn't slow down during the Trump White House. They didn't slow down at all. It's incredible.
Right.
And, you know, it's also incredible that people box themselves in. It's such a fantastic world, a big world. There's so many different things going on information-wise. Why you would box yourself in and seal yourself off from that based on what you consider your political ideology to a bunch of people who want to sell you out down the river and wouldn't care if you live or die is beyond me. It's right. hard to break through to people like that. It's really hard to break
right.
through.
Right. Here's a headline. Qatar admits it unwittingly helped bail out Jared Kushner, $1.8 billion for the yeah. Fifth Avenue building. Yeah. And then
haven't you made unwittingly moves for $1.8 billion? Like you didn't know what you were doing with. These guys are killers. They know where every yeah. fucking penny goes.
Yeah. Here's a website, justsecurity.org, timeline on Jared Kushner's Qatar 666 Fifth Avenue. And the company, another company was Brookfield. Brookfield Asset Management Incorporated. Now it's a Canadian company.
Yeah, Brookfield Properties. Brookfield Property mm-hmm. Partners. It's those guys. They got offices all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world.
Right.
Sydney, Toronto, I think London. And it's one of those companies that goes back 100 plus years. You know, players, they've been around a long time. I think they're I don't know where they started. Canada somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just going
yeah,
from memory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's just, like, these are the little things that just trigger my memory. So when you were talking about the Carlisle Group, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is great. You know, you're exposing everybody to, you know, something they may not have ever heard of before. And then you really went into the history, which was fascinating. It really was. But then I'm thinking Kushner. I remember reading about the Carlisle Group with Kushner. And then I went and I looked. I'm like, yep. I remember correctly. They were involved with that building.
You go down one of these rabbit holes, it takes you down another rabbit hole, and you find out that the corruption is a bottomless pit in this country. It's been going on a long time, and we're able to get a handle on some of this, again, because of the incredible portals that we have on the internet that we can get information like never before. That's what makes it a dangerous place to many people who are trying to keep secrets and who work mm-hmm. in the shadows. But it really is incredible when you see how deep this goes and who's involved. And then, you know, you put faith in any politician. You guys can read between the lines. You faith in any politician. And you come to find out they're just pedestrian, corrupt sons of bitches.
Yeah, politics, listen, politics is one thing, self-enrichment, and that's it, period. It is not about the people. It is not about these people working for us. And that's really the bottom line.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, they're not. Because, like, one of the Payne community members, he's very involved with, you know, trying to stop these mandates and fighting against national security issues, trying to ring the bell. And he's gotten to meet with politicians and high up, and shocked that a lot of the things that he presented, they were clueless about. Because you could see they're handled. The politicians are handled, they're protected. And then once you alert them to a lot of these things, they really only offer lip service and they don't seem to really care. Like, you would think a politician would be like, wait a second. What are you telling me? Come here. All right. Let's talk about this. And if anybody interrupted, you'd be like, no, you shut up and sit down. I want to hear what this person has to say. No, they don't want to know. They don't want to know. And they don't want to fix the problem. Like, there was a rally in Columbia today. And I believe it was about the mandates. And, you know, a couple hundred families showed up to voice their concerns. They were dismissed. They brought up something about redistricting. They didn't get to do what they went there to achieve to do, because the politicians won't allow it. And, you know, this person said, you know, the people in the Deep South are pissed and the politicians don't care. So they only claim to care when they're running, when they're stump speeching and raising money, and they're going to do, but as soon as they're elected, forget it. Don't go to them for any help. You know, I told this person, I says, listen, I don't know how involved in this you want to get. Do you want to observe, or do you want to be the one to stand up in a crowd of hundreds of people and say to these Republican politicians, what are you doing to break the grips of globalism?
Yes.
What could you tell me about this state's role tied to the UN sustainable goals? You don't address this stuff. The fourth industrial revolution, the Great Reset. What are you doing to not have this happen in our state, our country? Like someone had said on Twitter today, you know, I'm a MAGA supporter. I'm not a MAGA cultist. The big picture here is, what is MAGA? Because when Trump ran on MAGA, Make America Great, we're now learning that I'm sure he knew at that time that that was not possible if you're tied into the global agenda. And now, as we see, approaching 2 years, this is not about us getting a Great Reset. This is not about us getting a fourth industrial revolution. This is about us being 2 years into it,
folks,
moving towards that 2030
folks
agenda.
I think this is going back to normal.
It never, that's never,
it's
we're
not,
already
not
2 years into it.
Not
this
happening.
This is right. So you need to start holding these MAGA politicians, okay, their feet to the fire. And I will tell you the one thing, and everybody knows this intellectually, they can't do it because if they're in the political realm or the alternative journalism realm, they will be ostracized.
Right.
Okay? So they can't do it.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Or if you're just a citizen that is trying to do the right thing and fight for your country and fight for your community and be that person to stand up and say just what I just repeated, Well, then you're going to have a target on your back because now everybody's going to know who you are. And they're going to know where you work and what you do. And you're going to lose your job.
Or you get thrown in prison. Like the folks
exactly.
at the Capitol.
Exactly. So what do you do? That's the point. When you have good people that really want to fight, and this person says to me all the time, and I feel terrible, he will say, but we got to fight, don't we? We have to fight, don't we? And I say, how? Because the only real fight is never going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen. But
no,
you do what you got to do, you know, based on what you
right.
what you
you,
have
you can
to
be
work
that
with.
Brave person and you can confront these politicians and embarrass them where they stand because they will not be able to answer your questions. Because some of them are that clueless because they're handled. Okay? Their position is their position. They may not know much about, you know, the UN sustainable goals, yada, yada, yada. They may not know it that
right.
in depth. So you're going to embarrass them. But, okay, so you're going to show the people, all right, your governor doesn't know what's going on, or your governor's not going to answer us. But again, what does it solve? Just like all of these protests, what's it solving? When you wake up tomorrow morning, you're still under lockdown. Or if you're in a country where you can't go to work without a vaccine, you still can't go to work without a vaccine. I don't care that you were protesting Saturday and Sunday. It didn't change anything. These world leaders are not moving. They're still not moving forward. Now, in the United States, we have a few states. Florida's one of them that is doing all kind of bold moves. Now, is that just to make us feel like we're winning and then the rug's going to be ripped out from under us? Again, don't know. We know it's a possibility, but we don't know. Are there secession movements? Will they ever get on a ballot? It's great to think that could happen. I would like that to happen. But who's gonna move that machine? Who's gonna run? You know, talk is cheap.
Right.
You need action. If you want to have a couple states do a secession, let's do it. Who's gonna be the leader of this? So something needs to be done because they're dragging the entire globe into the futuristic world. And that's where they want to be by 2030, but there's already a 2050 agenda. So they are anxious and motivated to make it to that 2030 agenda so that then they can therefore get to the 2050 agenda.
And they don't necessarily care if it happens during their lifetime. They see themselves as...
Well, they just hand off the baton. They already know. It's not... Like, I would laugh when people would say, when is George Soros going to drop dead? Well, does it really matter? He has sons.
He's got sons. You know, he's got a lot of other people that will step up and carry the mantle.
Exactly. Just like Klaus Schwab. Yes, he's an old man. Something happens to him. Klaus Schwab is just the front man of the World Economic Forum, like Fauci is the front man of the sciences. There's all these machines that run in the background. And we know, you know, banking is one of them. The goal is to collapse the economy. And then they'll reimagine it and bring it back with digital currency, a new economy. And well, it's working. It's working so far.
It's two different worlds. And it's, you know, I've talked about the haves and the have-nots. This just came, we'll break a little news on here perhaps. Not major news, but a little news. I just did a quick scan. I didn't see anything anywhere else because my spies in the federal apparatus have have notified me that Biden will not be coming home this weekend, which is good news for us here. But he is going to Camp David, and they just are in the process of submitting the flight plans to lock that down, that area in Maryland. And so he's going to Camp David for the weekend. He's just coming off a holiday weekend at the home of, of the co-founder of the Carlyle Group, multi-million home in New England, and life is good. He's headed out to Camp David.
Yeah.
It's laughable. It really, I mean, the country's going down the tubes.
The country is on autopilot, and that's it. I mean, all of the other wheels are moving in the direction they need to be moving in. He and his vice president, totally unskilled for the job.
Just you bring her up, apart. Right? Yeah, I mean, from a historical point, right? You think of, when I think of Camp David, they call it Shangri-La. It's a very historical place. I think of FDR and Winston Churchill, who supposedly planned the D-Day invasion from the porch of one of the cabins at Camp David, right? I think of FDR and I think of Churchill, and then look who's going to be there now. It's going to be Biden, and if Harris shows up there, what? I mean, how far globally have we fallen? Now, you could say, there are plenty of people out there, FDR and Churchill, they weren't saints either. Yeah, they weren't saints, but they're a far cry from what we have now.
They are the cast of Idiocracy. If you've ever seen the movie, Idiocracy.
True. It's Idiocracy. It's true.
Yes.
You know, you see, I remember coming up, you see like Reagan riding a horse at Camp David, and LBJ hanging out the pool with his grandkids, and now you have these guys. and here's my point. What the fuck are you going on another vacation for? But you pointed out so incredibly intelligently that it doesn't matter. They're on autopilot. Everything's going well. Maybe they can get the stock market to crash by Friday, bring that down another 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 points, and all done in a week's work of trying to throw the country into the toilet.
No, like you've pointed out many times in the real world, in the corporate world, these folks wouldn't last a minute. Not a minute. I mean,
no way.
We have a vice president that is a cackling, silly bitch. There's nothing there that is impressive at all. It's scary, but it's to the point where you're numb. Like when folks in my private life ask me, "Hey, did you see what the president said today?" No. I don't watch it. I don't look. If I see a clip, you know, on my phone, you know, I'll see a clip. That's fine. But I don't watch these people because they don't exist to me. To me, it's irrelevant. I'm numb to it. There's nothing they could do that would shock me. Nothing.
That's depressing. On its face and off its face, it's depressing that you come to that. It's like, wow, these guys are capable of anything. That's how far the evilness, you know,
right. Extends. And there's no level of perfect. There's no of respect. There's no low. I feel no level of respect, or there's no professionalism there. There's nothing real there. It's not real, which we've talked about. Then when you go back and you go, was any of it ever real? And this is why we have a Stone Age election system that neither side want fixed. It must be manipulatable.
Those are big questions.
These are my feelings. These are my feelings. And, you know, I don't expect everyone to agree with me or want to agree with me, but that is how I feel. And how I get through my life is I live my life to the best of my stability and normalcy, meaning all of that is off. Like my world is like none of it exists, because what will be. And again, nothing they do will shock me. It's a day by day. You're just living day by day. I don't try to anticipate too much, because you will drive yourself insane. If you don't live, and especially I could talk like this because this is the season, you know, that I love, and I will just maintain complete normalcy. Like the world, like, you know that meme where you have from Airplane, nothing to see here. You know, was it Leslie Nielsen?
From the Naked Gun, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, Naked Gun, where he's like, everything, there's nothing to see here. That's kind of how I'm living. Like, it's like the whole world could be burning down right now, but I am going to do everything as if I do every other year. And then January will come, and then I'll go back to doing a lot more research and, you know, things like that. But I still won't get overly indulged in it, like every single thing by, like, becoming outraged. Like, when people become outraged at everything that Biden says, I'm like, why? You need to expect that. There's not, I mean, it's pure, it's dark comedy, but it shouldn't be shocking. Nothing that he says should be shocking, or her, when she tackles and carries on, and she cannot speak off the top of her head. She's just as much as a bumbling fool as he is. There's no substance there. And zero respect.
Well, I think some of your characterizations about them not caring about us, I think are not accurate. I want to play something for you to prove that I think you might be off base. Do you have 2 minutes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, hold on, because this is I want you to listen to this and then reconsider what you said about them not giving a shit about us. I think this could change.
Okay.
Your mind.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is always a special time in America, but this year, the blessings of Thanksgiving are especially meaningful.
After being apart last year, we have a new appreciation for those little moments we can't plan or replicate. The music of laughter in a warm, full kitchen, the thump of small feet making big sounds, the circle of faces crowded around our dining room table, glowing in the candlelight.
You know, as we gather together again, our table and our hearts are full of grace and gratitude for all those we love. And as Commander-in-Chief, I'm especially grateful to our service members and their families for the sacrifices to our nation.
While we celebrate together, many of those military families will be apart from their loved ones. Whether your spouse is deployed or you've settled into yet another base, the holidays just aren't the same without the people and the communities that make this holiday special. We are so grateful for your service.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who have lost so much, and those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus or another cruel twist of fate or accident. We pray for them.
As Joe and I have traveled this year, we have seen and been so inspired by the unbreakable threads that unite us all, family and faith, kindness and compassion, a love for this country we call home.
You make us so proud every day to serve as your president and first lady. And from the Biden family to yours.
I can't take it anymore. I'm sorry. I can't. There's another 10, 15 seconds. I had to dump out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, aren't they the Hallmark holiday movie?
Like when they say... What did she say? Hold on. Let me see if I can. Something popped up in my head. Hold on.
The music of laughter in a warm, full kitchen. The thump of small feet making big sounds. The circle of faces crowded around our dining room table.
A man passed out from smoking crack under the dining room table. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they left out those that will be missing from the holiday table that, you know, the doctors in this country killed, not COVID, but the doctors. Yeah. And they left out the people they left in Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, hey, they said, you know, hey, if you happen to be on another deployment.
They,
make,
They just neglected to mention those they left behind.
They're praying for everybody. Yeah. And
it's just so fake and
about you. Loved ones on a ventilator.
It's such bad acting. I mean, that is the point. I mean, they can't even make it sound real and sincere. It's that bad. It is that bad.
The background music is also, you know, said they put the background. That's apparently that's also the music that plays in Joe Biden's head.
Oh my gosh! I mean, DC has become a Hollywood production. It's like when you talked about Eisenhower's farewell speech, and a vision quest almost. That was a sincere speech, like saying like, oh my, you know, we screwed up here. Going to give you a little bit of warning before I exit stage left. But these people, there's nothing that they could make sound real or sincere. Nothing, zero.
Well, it's funny when you watch this. They have the. They're not even looking at the camera. They're being coached. It's like a Hollywood production. No, I mean it points. They're not looking at the camera. It's like a Hollywood production. It really is.
Yeah, it's sad, but it is true, and that is our reality. That's what most people just have to face. Like, oh my gosh, the amount of people that I personally know that still are living in a two-party illusion. And you have to hear that. Democrats this, Biden this, you're just not getting it. You're really not getting it. It is truly them against us. And the them is not just Washington. It's the global powers in every country, the thems against the uses, the citizens of the globe. That's the sad part, because you could see in every country the tyranny. And that's crazy. I mean, did you open the video I sent you about the Netherlands with the speakers in the street?
Yeah, what the
It's like freaking North Korea.
I gotta find that.
Yeah, the like re-education camp in the streets. It's just crazy.
I gotta see if I can dig that up on here. I know I got it on my phone, but having it on here, I have to convert it.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking about, you know, it sounds like North Korea blaring stuff through the streets. No, that's what I mean.
I'm looking it up.
Nothing is real. It's crazy. Now you had to make me sick with listening to them.
Yeah, I mean,
I go out of my way to avoid them.
Little feet running around. It's like, yeah, okay. It's not the little feet running around. They're running away from Joe. Is what they're doing. That's the thump of little feet.
And the big thing was the lie, because they said after a year of being apart, but well, you pointed out that they weren't apart, that neither the sisters last year.
You snuck off to a sister. It's right down the road.
Right.
Right down the road. A buddy of mine.
I know.
I'm not going to say who. A buddy of mine is the fucking neighbor.
I know.
So people are saying, oh, I was just out with him last week. Oh, that's fake news. The fucking guy called me. He's like, you'll never guess who's next door across the way. And I said, who? He said, the Secret Service, they shut down the whole fucking street. He's here.
That would piss me off.
They just told people to stay in their homes, and they're going to have a quiet Thanksgiving in Wilmington. Bullshit.
If I was the sister's neighbor, I would say, listen,